Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. If you listen to State of Opportunity more than just a little bit, you know that Michigan's foster care system was sued more than 8 years ago because of the number of kids who were left with abusive families or harmed once they got into foster care. Because of this lawsuit, Michigan's child welfare system is monitored by the federal courts. The state says it's ready for this monitoring to end, but court monitors say the state hasn't been able to fix the abuse and neglect kids face. Kids like Eastern Michigan University students Zolly Cole and Justice Ferns. They're successful college students, but both grew up in foster care and had a lot of bad experiences in the system. They say they wish the state would ask them what they think should have been done differently.
Okay, I'm Zolly Cole, and I'm 19.
I'm Justice Ferns, and I'm 20.
I would like for there to be more accountability. When I went into the foster care system, I was only 13. I had to walk to school, but I had to walk miles. I didn't have new shoes, and it was winter, so I would walk with holes in my shoes in the winter. Some days I wouldn't be able to eat. Some days we weren't allowed to leave the house. There were bad, really bad living conditions.
When I got in the system, I didn't have shoes either. I had a school teacher actually bought me shoes, and I didn't get clothes for months.
This abuse and neglect happened under the state's watch, and for Ferns, it happened recently. The state won't verify these stories. We have to take Cole's and Ferns' word for it. To meet minimum federal funding standards, however, the state would need many fewer stories like this to be true. Court monitors say since 2011, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services should have protected more than 1,200 kids still with their families from harm, kids like Justice Ferns, and protect another 400 kids in foster care from harm.
And I always thought that we should have been removed earlier in life. So when I was 9, I asked to be removed from the home that I was in, and they didn't.
The state's safety numbers are steadily improving, so there are fewer kids having experiences like this. Now they're really close to meeting those minimum standards. But Cole says that once he was removed from his family, he thinks the state did not do a good enough job screening his foster care placements. Cole says he didn't tell the state about this abuse because he was never told how he was supposed to be treated.
My rights weren't explained to me going into foster care as a foster care child. They didn't explain to me what was supposed to go on.
The court monitors have found plenty of improvements since the lawsuit. Everyone involved says the pace of change has really picked up in the last few years. DHHS says they're moving fast to make things better, but they admit they can always improve things for the 13,000 or so kids in Michigan's foster care system at any one time. They say the merger that happened a few months ago with the Department of Human Services and Community Mental Health will improve outcomes, and so will a new data system the state is still getting used to. But despite these improvements, Ferns and Cole don't have a lot of patience for the pace of change.
I just like to say, like, basically people aren't doing their jobs.
Coming out of it as strong as I did was great, but not all kids come out of it the way that I did or the way that Justice did, because everybody doesn't have the strength to take it.
All the parties involved in the lawsuit are expected to meet soon to discuss probably scaling back the amount of federal court monitoring of Michigan's child welfare system. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.